Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. Check them out at monumentgrills.com. This is our midweek update to show that 12 doesn't covers the stuff that we didn't catch last weekend. And of course, the stuff we didn't catch this weekend, we have a brand new show this weekend. It is going to be a barn burner. But I wanted to talk a little today about some of the savings we're seeing out there. This is not a sponsored thing by any means, but keep an eye out. This is the time if you're working on a project where you need a new power tool or you're looking for some closeouts. Labor Day weekend is one of those things that you're usually seeing lots of big sales out there. So you're going to see a lot of stuff. I'm seeing, for instance, Home Depot's got their Milwaukee blower for $149 on a special buy. They've got a Werner ladder for $109 instead of $139. Stuff like that I'm seeing on the shelf here. So stuff you ought to take a look at. There's some really cool stuff out there. Saving some serious money. So anytime we can do, that's not a bad thing. So I'm seeing a lot of different deals out there. So take a look. If you're trying to get that project finished up for fall, now is the time to do it. We've got some great stuff coming up this week. I wanted to talk today just about projects and really getting in the mindset to get them finished up, get them across the finish line. And that is something right now that I'm working on and been struggling even a little bit with myself. I do this all the time, but I tell you what, there have been projects like this and I'm working on my house. So here's where I'm at and getting a little under the hood here, but my house, I'm wrapping it up. Those projects over there, went through divorces last year, finally getting things ready for sale because I had not planned to sell this house this soon. So I was holding off on projects because I was going to do an addition over the garage, add another 1500 square feet because I have the smallest house in the neighborhood. But everything else, when surprises come up and you've got to make some changes, guess what? Nothing you can do about that except pivot. And so I've been working through getting everything finished up and getting some really cool projects wrapped up. Got a lot of sod put down because I wanted to make sure that this area that was going to be a future shop garage is now going to be yard, so it looks good. Again, I hate to do projects that, you know, you're working on and you're like, oh, I could finish that off, but I know I'm going to tear it up in 2 years. I just kept it nice, made it into parking because it was a low maintenance way to do it and we could use the extra parking. So now I've been jamming through these projects. I got some painters coming through because I'm up against it. We're hopefully going to be shooting that stuff next week so it can go on the market. So now I am on that final push of just grinding through. It's like living in Groundhog's Day. Just wake up, get my stuff done on the media side of things, and then swinging hammers, getting stuff done. Like today, I got to get some scaffolding taken down from some window swap outs we did. Got that project wrapped up. Those kind of things. And so really, getting in the right mindset, making sure that you're getting, you know, the right amount of sleep at night and focusing on little pieces. Sometimes people get overwhelmed. Oh my gosh, I got so much stuff to do. I don't even know how to do it. And for me, the best way to do it is to write down in the morning the three big things I want to accomplish today. What are those three things? And then spending my time focusing on those. Now, when you're working on a house project, sometimes, you know, you've got, let's say you got 30 things you need to get done. Maybe it's 60, maybe it's 10, but you know where I'm going. If I can take three of those and get those on the list to get that knocked down and in a reasonable amount of time to get it done. Sometimes it's I got to do this, but I got to wait for the caulking to dry or the paint to dry. So then I can pop over to this one. So if you're focused on three, usually that's a good juggle and that'll get you there. So take some time, work on that a little bit. You might be surprised the stuff that you can get done while doing that. It really works out pretty well. And I enjoy that because then it's like my whiteboard. I'll make my whiteboard, I'll check off the list, and that's how I knock these things out, which can be pretty handy. It's a great way to manage projects. And when you get it done, it feels good to check that box and to move on to the next one. So I'll be doing that. And then next week, boy, I can't tell you what, after I get through the shooting and stuff like that, we're going to start working foot to the floor on the new TV show. Can't wait to start working on that. That's going to be exciting. So stay tuned for all that brand new content. We are going to be doing some amazing stuff. Can't wait to show you. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that we're seeing out there. I was looking around on the news, and it looks like Lowe's is saying that they think the bottom of the home improvement market is now, which means they think that people are going to get back to working in their homes, which to me thinks that they think, if we decipher, that we're going to see some interest rates drop and people will start to see money moving again, people fixing up, people selling, that kind of stuff. So I think we'll start to see some of that coming up here. Hopefully that happens sooner than later. Looking here at the safety recalls, product warnings, you know, the stuff that's going on out there, I'm not seeing a ton of stuff. Now, one thing I did see, and this was an interesting one, we've got a boiler recall out there. So Combi boilers recalled due to burn hazard manufactured by IBC Technologies. There's about 1,100 of those with 800 sold in Canada. So take a look at that. The other one that I thought was interesting is ESR Halo Lock wireless power banks recalled due to fire burn hazards. Those were distributed by Waymeet. No idea who that is. Not something I work with. And then there was another one that I saw that was a Werner ladder recall. 20 and 24 foot Multi-Max Pro multi-purpose ladders due to fall hazard. The ladder's locking mechanism can jam and not fully lock in place, posing a fall hazard. So nobody wants that. And then ViewRail recalls their electronic LED modules used for floating stairs and rails due to fire hazard. So that little transformer can overheat. There's about 2,720 of those out there. All right, guys. And coming up this weekend, I'm just going to tease you a little bit. We've got a show that we've never done before. This is a topic we've never covered on Around the House. And somebody that's coming in is just a total badass. I walked away going, wow, this guy is living the real life, which I love it. I love it. So there's a lot going on there coming up this weekend on the show. We got two great interviews coming up, talking about some great stuff to be talking about. And of course, if you could do us a favor here at Around the House, we need two things from you. I know it's two big asks, but if you could follow us on YouTube, that is at Around the House Eric G. And of course, if you're the podcast listener, leave a great review for us. That helps us in the rankings out there, helps us get new people finding the show. And it really makes it people out there go, oh, hey, this is how this helps somebody. So if you've something in the show here that helped you learn something or you saw another perspective on something, feel free to leave a review. We could use a few of them. Haven't asked for those in a while. And it's one of the things that people always forget about because everybody's busy and I get that. So it's going to be a little help for us if you could do it, if you could spare the time. All right, everybody, I got to get back after it. I got a lot to do today. The sun is coming up here in Portland, Oregon. We had a little thunderstorms this morning, which was cool. But the nice thing is it's going to be a great day to get these projects done so I can get this project behind me. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We'll see you on Saturday.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time. Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. seriously. If you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.